recognize. And the song basically says, brothers, brothers, this town is not, this city is not my town. There must be a mistake. And so that's how it says.
Very beautiful. Gadarz was responsible for bringing Palat, the fabulous Iranian musical group, here to Portland a few weeks ago. And I think it's a beautiful example of opening up the cultural exchange, like the circus is, that chance for us to know that we really are all one, and that these manufactured differences and isolation, that's not the way of the people. Thank you so much for joining us on One Land, Many Voices.
سر بازی سربازی را کشت گوسفندی
Please join us for KBOO's annual meeting, Sunday, September 27th from noon to 4 p.m. at Portland State University's Native American Student and Community Center, 710 Southwest Jackson Street in Portland. The event will feature keynote speaker Joanne Hardesty and music from Bajo Salario Collective Band. Light refreshments will be provided. Board candidate ballots will be accepted until 2 p.m., and board election results will be announced at 3:50 p.m. Again, that's KBOO's annual meeting, Sunday, September 27th from noon to 4 p.m. at the Native American Student and Community Center at PSU. More information can be found at kboo.fm.
This is KBOO Portland. The time is 10:01. Coming up is Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with your host, Chris Andre. Followed at 10:15 with Flashpoints, the historic peace boat, the Golden Rule, is sailing again for a nuclear-free world. We'll hear from one of the crew members. And we hear another excerpt from a recent talk by investigative reporter Max Blumenthal on Israel's slaughter of Palestinians in Gaza. At 11, it's Radio EcoShock on Climate, Hunting the Shift, featuring three interviews with scientists on the cutting edge of climate change. Thanks again to all the new and returning KBOO members for your support in last week's fall membership drive. For those folks who have not yet become a member of the KBOO Foundation, you can remedy that oversight at kboo.fm. Click where it says Donate Today. Keep it locked right here on KBOO Portland, your community radio.
Cascadia. Today is Friday, September 26, 2015, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Coming up, the One Heart Native Arts Festival is tomorrow, and check the weather. It's going to be overcast, but not rainy. That's what it says. The National Weather Service, I don't know other ways of telling, but there's just one. We have a guest today, Sean Cruz, going to be with us to talk about Jim Pepper, his legacy, and the Native Arts Festival taking place at, I believe, the Park Rose High School. There will be dancing, it'll be outside, there'll be music. It's going to be a joyful event. And at the same time, I think that a lot still needs to be said about Junipero Serra and its legacy. I do not believe that anyone who condones white Spanish conquistadors riding down indigenous people, First Nations women, lassoing them with ropes like cattle, raping them, and then murdering them. That is not a qualification for sainthood. That is something that we still have to face up to. The conquistadors were incredibly cruel, incredibly vicious. Of all of the various empire builders that have assaulted First Nations peoples and their land, they were perhaps the most incredibly psychopathically cruel. And Junipero Serra, as a saint, is a disgrace. So that said, we will have our guest John Cruz on the line in just a minute. Don't forget that there's another event downstate today: Citizens Against LNG, Rising Tide, Rogue River Rising Tide. Many other organizations are holding a kayak protest against the proposed LNG terminal. We have exactly until the end of the month to get this done, people. We have FERC has got to be turned back. They're supposed to be a regulatory agency. I don't think so. Seize the day, save the bay. It's a paddle and a rally against LNG. It's happening tomorrow. And moving right along, was pretty much the entire world knows, House Speaker John Boehner has resigned. And there's a lot of other First Nations events that we should, and news that we might be able to get to. But before that, we have Sean Cruz on the line right now to talk about the Jim Pepper Native Arts Festival coming up tomorrow. Good morning. Good morning, Sean. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Good morning. Thank you for calling.
Well, this is going to be big. I'm surprised I haven't seen more about it around town. I was very, very glad to be reminded that this is coming up when we were all gathered at the Bison Coffee House to rally support for the Buffalo Field campaign and their volunteer season coming up right now, running through the winter. You can go to Montana and stand in solidarity and witness to what in no doubt will be, as other years, the slaughter of buffalo as they seek their winter grounds and leave the protection of Yellowstone, some protection, eh? You would not, it's so unbelievable. But anyway, that said, we want to move right along. Sean, talk a little bit about who Jim Pepper was, just for those who don't know.
Yeah, and thank you. You know, and there's been this love relationship between KBOO and Jim Pepper that goes way back to the day, and, you know, long before I was in Portland, you know, that a lot of KBOO listeners will know and remember Jim Pepper. And one of the things about, well, he was born in 1941 and he passed in 1992 at the age of 50 from lymphoma. And it took him very quick, actually. And right at the peak of his powers. And the thing is, most of his music is out of print. And so and it's hard to find. It's even hard for our favorite local radio station, music stores, to order the music because there's no place to order it from, really. And I've collected about 25 CDs and LPs, Jim's music, mostly from small European labels. And there's the Jim Pepper that people remember, you know, here in Portland, you know, having, this is where he grew up. But there's this whole world out there that Jim's made a major impact in, all across Indian country, New York City, San Francisco, all across Europe, they remember and love Jim Pepper. And just last March, there was a tribute concert in San Francisco in the Mission District. And it was awesome. It was at the Brava Women Theater for the Women in the Arts. And they invited me to come down there and speak on the program. And what they said was this. They said that they looked at what was happening up in Portland, the annual Jim Pepper Native Arts Festival, and they said, man, if they can do that every year, then we ought to be able to do it at least once. And they pulled together just an incredible show. And there is video of that that is going to be surfacing sometime. And we're bringing up Avacha, from who I met at that show. Oh, she's incredible. Last year, she the city of Berkeley named Avacha Day and gave her the Lifetime Achievement in Poetry Award. And last year, the Bay Area Jazz Journalists Jazz Hero Award. And she knew Jim Pepper back in the day in New York City. And she read her poem for Jim Pepper, and it just electrified that room. So we're bringing her. She's going to be taking the stage right in the heart of the festival.
Hang on a second, Sean. I just wanted to note that I did miss a speak when we were reading the opening credits. Today is obviously, and of course, the 25th, 26th is the One Heart Native Arts Festival. And I was staring straight at it, so that's why I said it. But I want to emphasize that this is a critical time for First Nations. So much of the land is under threat. There's another story out today about a tract of boreal forest in northern Quebec. It's extremely remote. It is under threat right now from logging companies, and it's almost inevitable that Stephen Harper will sign off on any permitting. In fact, permits are probably irrelevant to the Harper government when it comes to oil, gas, exploration and extraction, logging, anything that involves the rape and pillage of the environment, and particularly that land which has been sacred and which has been part of the First Nations heritage for a long time. Take a look at the Athabaskan Chippewa First Nations community fighting up in the tar sands, fighting shell, fighting necks, and constant. Their land, their water has been horribly polluted. And yet at the same time, they make beautiful music. They make beautiful art. They continue the traditions. There's that. There's the Quebec situation now with logging. More on that from us later. We're going to have some people there on the ground talking about it. So the what Jim Pepper did and his legacy is to use music to reach out. That's just what we heard in the beginning of the show. We heard a little bit more from Good Sheila Gia and Mignon Gailey, flute and drum music. And they were, of course, featured. They were the featured musicians at the recent Buffalo Field Campaign event. So we want to stress how important that Jim Pepper's legacy is to us now. I cannot bring myself to say the word was when I speak about him, because it still is echoes throughout time. And supporting this, we support the voices of First Nations, where their wisdom really does abide, not certainly in the hands of the white colonists, not certainly not in the hands of the conquistadors who hunted down First Nations women and roped them like cattle. Let's continue talking about the festival a little bit more and about First Nations and the fact, too, that the Keystone XL is now beginning to look like something that we have a faint, ugly whiff, a little stench there in the background as it fades away. That's good. But at the same time, it's really, this is not a battle that is over, nor will it ever no doubt be over. Let's tell us a little bit more about the Native Arts Festival, what we can expect, and Jim Pepper's voice in our community.
Yeah, and in the line of what you're talking about, we're bringing Sweetwater Nanak, the president of Idle No More Washington. It's not just a music festival. we're very much concerned about everything that you just spoke about. And you'll hear from Sweetwater what's going on and what people need to do. And, of course, this is all going to be broadcast live on KBOO.
Absolutely. Yes, go ahead. And it looks like probably there'll be okay weather because it's so important to be, if you're dancing you need to be outside, you need your feet on the ground, you need to feel the earth speak to you.
Oh, yeah, you know what? It's an incredible sight. And this is our third year at Park Roads. And again, the mission of the Jim Pepper Native Arts Festival is to improve access to music education in Jim Pepper's name. And that's we have a permanent home in partnership with the Park Road School District, and a permanent weekend. This last weekend of September, that's us. That's the Jim Pepper Native Arts Festival.
Thank you so much for that. Sean Cruz, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today, and we'll see you then tomorrow at Park Rose High School. Thanks so much for that. This has been Air Cascadia for Friday, September 23rd, 2015. Sam Parrish engineered the show for us today. Thanks for that, Sam. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Gaining Ground, a feature-length documentary film by Elaine Velasquez and Barbara Bernstein.